Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Catherine Bigelow has made a name for herself as she became the first woman ever to receive an Academy Award for Best Director for The Hurt Locker. So far, she's still the only one. And you know what? She has that style of filmmaking that reminds you of a great documentary, except it isn't. And then she knows how to get you into the soul of the characters. And that is what she pulls off with the large ensemble cast for her latest movie, Detroit. The movie chronicles the riots of 1967, but focuses on the massacre that occurred at the Algiers Motel during that five-day uprising. Now, the Detroit police actually murdered several young folks, some of them in their teens. Caitlin Dever and Peyton Smith play the real-life people who were in the motel and tortured. And they talk about how hard it is to get in and out of character for these tough roles.
I think it's always hard as an actor. You want to immerse yourself, but there is you have to have the balance to it. And I think that the way we were on set, the whole cast together, was like we were doing really heavy scenes every day, and it was very exhausting. And I think that the fact that we were able to bond as a cast beforehand, and Catherine really created an environment that we felt really comfortable in, that we were able to come out of it at the end of the day. We definitely were immersed when we were in the motel room and shooting those scenes. It is very easy to get to those emotions when you're working with such talented actors who are wholeheartedly giving their all.
For me, especially like not having the material like I'm used to, and so I could try to separate the two. It was a different process for me, and I didn't always find the healthiest balance while doing it. I would sometimes stay in it more than I would have liked to, and then when I left, after we wrapped the film, some of it kind of followed with me, so it was kind of tough, but in order to, I guess, give the film what I wanted, especially like having Julie on set every day, I was just like, I gotta make this right. And just being with somebody like a Catherine Bigelow and having all these people around me, I tried to give it everything I had. And so that balance, I played with that a lot. But I think it helped me as an actor moving forward. Like, I don't think anything that I do after this could compare to like just the surprises that I found in this film.
Hannah Murray plays the role of the other white woman who was in the motel that fateful night. The Detroit police assumed that they were prostitutes since they were with black men and treated them as such.
It's like a horror film, but it's a horror film based on true events. And it's also that horror is lots of people's reality day to day still. It's something that I feel like just as a human kind of living in this day and age, there's such a strong desire to try and heal those wounds and talk about these things and spark conversation. I don't feel like my struggles as an actor, like dealing with this material, compares for one second to people having this as their day-to-day. That's the real horror.
Detroit opens nationwide on August 4th. It is not an easy movie to watch, but one that should be mandatory if we ever want to make change finally happen. And you'll hear more from the cast tomorrow. In the meantime, don't forget to follow me on Twitter @TanyaHollywood and @AURN online.